eased. Soap on a rope. Katie was listening as she was driving her kids into school. And she says, my kids are so getting soap on a rope in their stockings. We were cracking up at the convo this morning. Also, John may be surprised to learn that cologne is very in with the teens these days.
Oh.
Not mine, though, thankfully. It's very expensive, the cologne.
Hmm.
So, good to hear that. And also, someone listening said that they had the very same Betty Crocker cookie book that Jennifer brought in to talk about. And Ruth from Grand Rapids is saying, do you remember Pope on a rope from when the Pope came to America? Yes, I remember seeing that.
I remember.
Gingerbread houses to critters after Christmas at her family home. Yeah. Good to hear from you all this morning. You can keep the text coming in to 218-326-1234.
If you're looking for that book, it's not C-O-O-K-I-E. It's C-O-O-K-Y. Cookie book.
Cookie.
We have some more business to thank. We want to thank Minnesota Power, an elite company envisioning a carbon-free future through their energy-forward strategy. And we also want to thank AMPERS, the Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations, a network of 17 independent community radio stations across Minnesota. AMPERS doesn't receive funding from Minnesota Public Radio, and many of the stations recently lost federal funding. The loss made up as much as half of some stations' budgets, but community radio is not defeated. Help keep AMPERS stations going. Donate to AMPERS, AMPERS.org.
This is 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Want to lay the weather on us there, John?
I certainly will. Just be sitting down. Snow likely today early. It's kind of going to fade. Cloudy, then becoming mostly sunny. Blustery northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts of 30 with highs 9 to 14. And then tonight, partly cloudy. Lows minus 14 to minus 22 with northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Maybe even gusts of 30, bringing wind chill values of 25 to 35 below. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold. Chance of snow, highs minus 2 to minus 9. Those are highs. Blustery northwest winds, 10 to 25 miles per hour. And then Sunday, partly sunny and cold. Highs 4 to 8 above. So that's pretty balmy. Northwest winds, 20 miles per hour. And again, remember, we let your pets out. Don't forget about them.
Time now for DJ Dang and Headwaters.
Just another song with the same old words. Maybe someone's gone and now nothing stirs. Excuse my words if they don't make sense. Somebody has just jumped a 12-foot fence. Someone speaks, or perhaps they laugh. Excuse my words if they tend to bore. Somebody has just fallen on the floor.
are so much more. Why am I so weak? And some days I find myself sleeping under cars, hiding from eyes from afar, scurrying through intersections with familiars, lest they try and stroke the ego with conversation fillers. I know they know no better, but please let it die. Me, with myself and my conceptual eye.
Well, I found the gate to heaven in the depths of hell. I let the bucket dip down deep into the dark, dank well. And I kept skipping by that old suicide song. This old boy sure begs to sing.
Just heard from Lyra Lynn with her song Comic Book Cowboy. Before that, Saint Seneca, the tune Mayday, an old one from Beirut. Kind of a, I don't know if I'd say groundbreaking record in its time, but a record that definitely made people pay attention to who Beirut was. It kind of took world music and filtered it through an indie lens, I suppose would be one way you could describe it. But we heard the song Gulag Orchestra, and then a re-release from a old folky, this guy from England named Bill Fay. We heard Just Another Song, and it's a collection of demos and outtakes from 1966 to 1970 called From the Bottom of an Old Grandfather Clock. Good morning, I am DJ Dang filling in for Malachi Coons this Friday morning. I'll be with you on Headwaters until 10 o'clock right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. And coming up at 10 o'clock will be Malachi Coons with Minnesota Mixtape until 11. We receive support from Clockout Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockoutbrewing.com. Learn the sport of curling at Itasca Curling Club in Grand Rapids tonight, Friday, December 12th or December 19th at 6 p.m. Be sure to bring in clean athletic shoes and wear comfortable clothes and a light jacket. And the Student Council at Robert J. Elkington Middle School in Grand Rapids is collecting new unwrapped items for students in need of gifts. Suggestions include water bottles, games, science kits, or gift cards. Items can be brought to the school's office sometime today, Friday, December 12th. 2025 may be the perfect time for you to give an end-of-the-year gift to KAXC. 2026 will introduce changes in tax rules concerning charitable deductions. Consider working with a financial advisor to see if right now is the right time to increase your support of people-powered KAXC. Coming up at 9:45 will be our daily slice of green cheese, so stay tuned for that. And coming up right now, probably one of the kookiest Christmas records I've heard in quite a while. It's from country artist Melissa Carper. The album is called A Very Carper Christmas, and we are going to hear the song Dumpster Diving on Christmas Eve.
little garden. We watered it all spring so we could have tomatoes, onions, hot peppers, and things. I made you pretty picnics with all the things we grew, but you said that you weren't hungry. Then I found out that you were going dumpster diving. This ain't gonna last. Dumpster diving, 'cause baby, you like trash. This story, though it's sad and it's a sin, is don't give that man your diamonds. He'll trade them in for tin. Love is rare and precious. Hold on to your joy. Save it for someone that's true. Don't waste it on a boy. He'll just go dumpster diving. Get out of there fast. Dumpster diving. He's digging around for trash. Dumpster diving, no, this ain't gonna last. Dumpster diving, 'cause baby, you like trash.
Jasmine Lacey with the song Wild Things. Before that, we heard Brennan Lee, originally from North Dakota, now based in Texas, I believe. Maybe spent some time in Memphis as well. But for their former Upper Midwesternian, if that's a word. Oh, my goodness. Brennan Lee with her Don't Ever Give Up on Love is the name of the record. We heard Dumpster Diving. The Velvet Underground before that, Here She Comes Now. And I bet you $1 million that crew dug through some dumpsters in their time. And another Dumpster Diving song started that set off, Dumpster Diving on Christmas Eve by Melissa Carper. And like I said last time I played that song, if anyone knows of a good dumpster in Bemidji, you know where to find me, and let's go hit it up. It's kind of a lost art, I would say. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters on KAXE KBXE. We'll be bringing you great music until 10 a.m., and then it'll be time for Malachi Coons and Minnesota Mixtape from 10 until 11. We receive support from First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together. Member FDIC. The Pine River Parade of Lights is Saturday, December 13th at 5 p.m. with a theme of a Charlie Brown Christmas. A bonfire and fireworks will follow the parade. And also on Saturday, you can enjoy Christmas at the logging camp at the Forest History Center in Grand Rapids. Enjoy a horse-drawn sleigh ride, carols with the Greenway Raiders singers, bonfires, sledding, and more. Some interesting birthdays in the music world today. Oh, where's the one I just saw? Sheila E. was born on this day in 1959. Comes from a massively famous musical family, the Escovedos, and of course rose to fame with her album The Glamorous Life and her affiliation with Prince. Who else was born on this day? Ooh, Rob Tyner, a singer from the MC5, one of the proto-punk bands coming out of Detroit Rock City. He was born on this day in 1954. MC5 was formed in 1964, and they are kind of like the little brother band to Iggy Pop's Stooges. All right, we're going to carry on with the music here. This one's been getting a lot of play on our station, and rightfully so. This is the one and only Mavis Staples, and doing a version of Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan's song, Chicago.
St. Martin's, I want to tell one some kind story about some psychedelic woman. I see this kind psychedelic woman for some nightclub, and I ask her, see, woman, what didn't be this kind psychedelic woman they do? So, when I say, what did you tell me? I wonder. Say, sir, mean say the shoe way you get that kind tall bottom. Now what? Then cap, mean say that dress where woman they wear. Wait, they see all them lector. Anyway, as for me, as I say that one, then they call her mini. Better for two. Going on, he say, then mean all the ambient and lipstick them way. If they make woman in face shine like silver. And last of all, lick mean say woman way ready at any time for go anywhere. In fact, this one be and you be some papa, papa. So I wanna sing some song just now where you all go here.
Well, I say, hey, psychedelic woman.
Aha, yes.
Well, I say, hey, psychedelic woman.
He go for tiptoe, ho, ho. He go for polo, ho, ho. He go for lido, ho.
Well, I say, psychedelic woman.
La, 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 shabba, la, 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 la. Psychedelic woman, you wonderful.
Well, I say, psychedelic woman.
Psychedelic woman, you wonderful.
Running through my
boy, I like the sound of that a lot. That's a group called The New Eves. The record is called The New Eve Is Rising. They got cello, accordion, guitar, drums. All four of the women in this band sing, sometimes all in the same song. The description written by, I believe, Malachi Kuhn says, "The Slits meet the Roaches meets Penguin Cafe Orchestra." I'm not even sure what all that means, but I dig that sound big time. The New Eves, keep an ear open for them. And a band from Ghana back in the late 60s, early 70s, Honey and the Bees Band. We heard Psychedelic Woman and Valerie June with Joy Joy. Got to be one of the songs of the year, maybe the top single of the year for me. And then Mavis Staples off her brand new and incredible Sad and Beautiful World record, we heard Chicago. I'm DJ Dang, and this is People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE, and the name of this show right here is called Headwaters. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you're staying warm, and maybe we should look at the weather after a little bit, because right now it is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Released on this day in 1976, this album was Stevie Wonder's 18th studio record. Name the album that had two number one hits, I Wish and Sir Duke. If you know the answer, you want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question, again, is released on this day in 1976. This album was Stevie Wonder's 18th studio record. Name the album that had two number one hits, I Wish and Sir Duke. You can call us at 218-326-1234. And while we're waiting for your calls, we are going to hear Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
You can feel it all.
We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. We have a winner. We'll announce some after this next song. This album was released in 1980. This one coming up right here. It's called Sandinista, a triple album by The Clash, and we are going to hear The Magnificent Seven.
We'll be right back.
What an absolutely mesmerizing record. The Clash Sandinista trip album released on this day in 1980. And we have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Cindy from Bemidji will be going to the Harmony Food Co-op. And Cindy correctly answered the question. Released on this day. Oh, boy. Released on this day in 1976. It was Stevie Wonder's 18th studio record, had the number one hits I Wish and Sir Duke. What was the name of the record? And it was Songs in the Key of Life. The double album also came with a four-song EP included inside on a 7-inch record with the title of one of the songs is All Day Sucker. And congratulations to Cindy. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXE's popular green cheese trivia show. This week's host is Julie Crabb. And after green cheese, you can catch our newest show, After Dark, and it'll be the brothers Cassidy and McKeon Hugh Roberts playing synthwave, just kind of a, I don't know, like sci-fi soundtrack, electronica kind of music. And I'd also like to shout out John, who corrected me on, I had it backwards. The Stooges were the little brother band to the MC5, and the only reason the Stooges got signed to a major label deal was because the MC5 insisted the label do it. They said, you sign us and the Stooges, or we don't sign. And it worked. Shout out to John. Thanks so much for listening. All of you out there, coming up in just a few minutes will be The World Cafe coming up in just a few minutes will be Minnesota Mixtape until 11, then The World Cafe from 11 until 1. And at 1 o'clock today, your on-the-air DJ will be Andrew DeZingle out of the downtown Bemidji studios. Let's listen to some Katie Schechter on the way out. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Today, cloudy, becoming mostly sunny, blustery northwest winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 30, highs 9 to 14, and tonight it's just going to start plummeting. Lows negative 14 to negative 22, wind chill values between negative 25 and negative 35, and Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, chances of snow, highs negative 2 to negative 9, and more of the same on Sunday, just cold, cold, cold. So bundle up.